Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, let's rank the quarterbacks left in the Final Four. The championship game's going down Sunday right here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the NFL. Happy Friday, Tolos. That's the short way of saying turn it on, leave it on. And in order to thank you for doing that, we're going to hook you up with a chance to win a grand. That's coming up in 15 minutes here with Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on DFW Sports Station. So we know it's about the head coach, and we know it's about the quarterback. And look at the teams that are left. And RJ came up with this just for a fun little exercise. Let's rank the QBs left at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, the way they're playing right now. And I think it's pretty easy. My number one is Pat Mahomes. My number two is Breeze. My number three is Brady. And my number four is Jared Goff. Not even that difficult. I guess if I had to pick, I would think about the Brady and Breeze, but I didn't even really have to think about it that long. Mahomes, Breeze, Brady, Goff, of the guys I would want in order this weekend trying to get me to the Super Bowl.
I'm right there with you. You know, it's hard for me. You know, like, he isn't as bad as everyone says he's kind of been this year. Not bad, but like,
oh,
Brady. So like, people, it's not his normal. It's not a normal year for him.
I mean, he's 41.
Yeah.
With weapons issues. No one brings that up. Like, they lost their best technical wide receiver talent this year. They got Josh Gordon late, and Josh Gordon did whatever he did to get kicked out. Gronk is a broken physical specimen that used to be a monster. And Julian Edelman, I mean, they're still relying on Julian Edelman.
They throw a ton of the running backs. Yeah. Ton.
But for all this, and I know, do you – yards per attempt, do you view that as a credible stat?
Because
your biggest knock against Tom is he doesn't, you know, he throws 2 yard passes. And yards per attempt, he was fifth in the league this year.
Right. But,
you know, he was ahead of Stafford. He was ahead of Phillip Rivers in MVP season. He was ahead of Matt Ryan. He was ahead of Roethlisberger. He was ahead of Wentz. He was ahead of Russell Wilson by far. He was fifth, and Russell was 15th, and Dak was 20th.
I don't look at yards per attempt, because if I throw a pass, let's just use his game last week. If he threw a pass that was 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and the guy ran and got 10 yards out of it,
yeah,
his yards per attempt is 10.
Okay.
Well, that's not accurate.
I agree.
Yards
through the air.
I use air traveled yards, yeah. And there's also another stat, and I don't want to get too nerdy, adjusted net yards per attempt, which takes into account sacks and other such. So, yeah, yards per attempt is okay, but it's not great. But you're right. I mean, you know, he doesn't have a ton of, you know, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have Jared Goff's guys. He doesn't have Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
He's got good players that are solid, fundamental guys. You know, Sony Michel is a really nice guy. You know, he's got some good players. But it's Mahomes, it's Breeze, it's Brady, it's Goff. Goff has clearly a great ceiling, magnificent ceiling, especially the way he throws it. And if they're on timing wise, it's a treat to watch.
Yes, they're like the Warriors when they're clicking.
No, and they're clicking, man. His play action is so good. He gets so far back. He gets almost to the right tackle, and bam, he whips it. He's got a cannon. So I love watching him play the position. But yeah, it's Mahomes, Breeze, Brady, and Goff.
I have no complaints. I have that exact same four. Looking at Tom Brady, though, like, it is interesting that we think he had this massively down year. 29-11 this season were his touchdowns to interceptions. Season before, 32-8. So he only had 3 more interceptions, 3 more touchdowns. And then the season before that, in 2016, he only had 28 touchdown passes. So he had fewer touchdown passes, nearly 1,000 yards fewer in the regular season. And yet, you look at his playoff numbers, and as I'm looking at him here, the last 7 times he's been to a playoff game, he's thrown for 300 yards. Sorry. Six of the last seven times he's been to a playoff game, he's thrown for 300 yards. Twice, he's thrown for more than 450 yards in those seven games. So when it comes to the playoffs, like, there is something. I know, Chop, early on, you still point to, like, Brady playoffs wasn't exceptional early on in his career. But the last several times he's been in the playoffs, and again, like, you go back 3 years, he's been spectacular, hasn't thrown an interception in the playoffs since the Super Bowl win against Atlanta.
Whoa. Okay.
2 years ago.
Okay. So we all have the same quarterback order, and we all have the same teams. We have the Chiefs and the Saints playing each other in Atlanta when we travel out there the day after Fan Bowl. So that's the way we have it. Clean sweep in the room. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. 877-881-1053. Now, Mike Florio, reaction to what just happened with Florio on with us from Pro Football Talk, speculating that Jerry Jones would still be interested and is waiting to see the Saints lose so that he can go and try to get Sean Payton. How much are you guys buying this, or is it just Florio having fun with a story?
I buy it zero.
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 Okay.
About Sean Payton. They're not going to make a trade for him. And I realize why we don't have him on anymore. He's just wrong.
They may not need to make a trade.
Well, they're going to fire him?
No, there's clauses.
Yeah.
There are clauses.
Sure. No, I don't see it. I even if Sean was available, they wouldn't fire Jason this year. If the Saints fired Sean Payton on Monday, he's not the Cowboys coach next year. I just don't see it.
Okay.
I just don't see it happening. Jerry wants to win with Jason. Jason's done nothing to deserve being fired. It's not gonna. I just don't see it happening.
He hasn't done anything to have concrete long-term status.
No, but
fired. I the way you phrase that, I can't fight you on that. But if they hired Sean Payton and Rod Marinelli and Chris Richard, because make no mistake about it, and you know the head coach who specializes in offense is really now today's NFL the head coach of the offense. Like Sean Payton, I believe, turned it all over to Rob Ryan in New Orleans when they had historically bad defenses. Mm-hmm. And Sean McVay turns it all over to Wade. And Cliff Kingsbury is going to turn it all over. And if you told me that you wouldn't have to give up compensation for Sean Payton, he could get out of that contract, and Rob Marinelli and Chris Richard were running my D, bro, that is increasing the Dallas Cowboys win total to me by two games. I don't care if you have them at 9-7, that makes them 11-5. If you have them at 10-6, that makes them 12-4. That's my opinion. That's how good I think he is offensively. And do I think that Jerry is interested? I'd probably put it at like a 5% chance.
Okay. I would say two separate things. If he was available, I think Jerry Jones would be 80 to 90% invested in making this happen. And we would probably hear a report that despite Jason Garrett being the current head coach, that Jerry was talking to Sean. And if they were able to work out a deal, he'd have no problem replacing him. But as far as this report is concerned, I put it at like less than a 5% chance because we don't have the trade assets to get that done. And all these clauses come with the caveats that the Saints would just be okay with letting him walk.
Well, all right, what if I told you that Sean Payton can get out of his contract? Because there has been speculation that GM had to be there, and there has been past owner clauses too, that this guy has to be my owner, otherwise I'm a free agent.
Yeah, agreed. If he can get out of it, and he does, then the chances jump to me to 80 to 90%. I feel really good about the opportunity that Jerry would have and would take to bring him in. But I don't think that, I mean, I don't know if I believe that contract clause exists.
Right.
I haven't seen it exercised in practice by any coach in history.
I can't remember how Belichick got out of New York so quick.
Well, I thought he just...
The Jets?
Yeah.
He resigned.
Yeah, he just resigned. He stepped
down. And they had to send him a first-round pick.
Yeah, it was compensation.
And they did.
Okay. And by the way, let me say this. Broadus convinced me yesterday that Sean Payton would take this job.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
Sean Payton. Why? He's got family and his family's here in Southlake. He's got a house in Southlake.
I don't know if he still has that house. I looked
his family
it up.
Might.
I'm not sure if he tried to sell it or not. I thought I saw it on the market. I don't know. But that doesn't even, that I wasn't even going to factor that in. That would be a tremendous factor. Sean Payton's ego is out of this world. Like, this guy is an egomaniac. I know everyone has an ego, but Sean Payton is an egomaniac. And Broadus had a great line yesterday. I'm going to butcher it, but I'm going to try to capture the essence of it. When you're the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, they know you in Kentucky. When you're the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, they know who you are in China.
He's a beast.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that one. I look at it, and I think we're just massively discounting the massive advantage he's had his entire career there with Drew.
Bill Belichick has had a massive advantage with Tom Brady.
I understand that.
And you don't discount or discredit Bill.
Well, I also think that,
like, Jimmy Johnson had Troy Aikman. Like, you Phil Jackson had his guys. Yes, you.
I discount Jimmy a little bit.
Okay, it's the impossible discussion though of judging you with and without talent. Red Auerbach had talent, and Phil had talent.
And I'm not saying that Jason is this great coach, but over the last 3 years, one guy had Drew Brees. And one guy had a limited fourth-round quarterback.
I know, but...
And the guy with the limited fourth-round quarterback had a better record.
Jason Garrett also had Tony Romo. Let me ask you a yes or no question.
No, I know, but like I'm saying, over the last 3 years, like, Brees and Dak, we all know there's a Hall of Famer and not.
Right.
And Jason's done more with less.
Do you think that the Dallas Cowboys offense would be dramatically better next year with Sean Payton running it?
I think it'd be better. I don't think it'd be. I don't know about dramatic. Like, define dramatically. I think their tempo would be increased. I think they would score more points.
Okay.
I don't know how many more points they would score, like, per drive.
They scored 22 points a game. What do you think? What would be your best guess as to what they would end the year points per game wise with Sean Payton running the offense?
24. I think they're limited with their quarterback.
Okay, but how are we going to find out if the quarterback, what the quarterback ceiling is? You have to find out the quarterback ceiling, in my opinion, before giving him $25 or $30 million.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Let me ask you this. So, like, if Jason's offense is a slow-it-down offense and it calls for 11 drives a game,
mm-hmm.
and they score 22 points, and Sean comes in here and he speeds things up and he now has 13 drives a game and they score 26. Well, or 25 or whatever. Well, that's not a better offense. That's just a faster offense.
Chop, I don't give a damn about the tempo.
It affects your defense.
That's fine. And the New Orleans Saints defense is more than fine this year. They're number two against the run. And we can look at whatever other numbers overall. We agree that they're a pretty solid defense. The point is, and Roy went and did this. Oh God, now you're going to make me burn a segment I didn't want to do next week. Roy, pull me up the offensive tendencies thing, please.
Yeah, you don't have to burn the entire thing. There's just a small point in a Cover One article by Alan Yu who does, like, tendencies on the Cowboys. And he just had this line in here that I think Cowboys would be interested in. He wrote, at the end of the article, wrapping all the tendencies up, and we'll get into the tendencies next week. The Dallas Cowboys have changed very little since 2016. The past tendencies of this year's iteration were nearly identical to the team's tendencies last season and two seasons ago. The screen, bootleg, and clear out plays were called at almost the same frequency as in 2018 as they were the last two seasons. Those are three specific play mm-hmm. tendencies that he had charted on the Cowboys' offensive side of the ball.
So my point is routes, concepts, even coaching. Like, yes, he does have Drew Brees, but I would feel a lot better about Dak Prescott getting coached up by Sean Payton and his. We're talking about a guy looked upon as an all-time great offensive mind. Like, I'm just not going to discount that. Yes, he has Drew Brees, but Andy Reid had Donovan McNabb, and he also has the next coming of Aaron Rodgers, maybe better, according to some people. Like, you have to have the talent. I think that you add points to your season simply with route, concept, scheme. I don't believe that I believe that Jared Goff is replaceable in Los Angeles. In my opinion, if you gave Sean McVay another similar talent, they can roll because coaching does matter. I know Mike Fisher doesn't think it matters, but coaching does matter. I just think it'd be a tremendous offensive upgrade. I'm fine with Jason as the CEO. I'm fine with Jason as the motivator. I'm fine with Jason as like the head coach. But if he's not going to get out of the Stone Age, if he's not going to get out of the damn cave with what he wants to do offensively because Norv Turner showed him the way back in 1990, when Norv has evolved, then roll out. If I can get a major upgrade like that, get out of here because you haven't won enough to justify writing with a feather pen your X's and O's plays. That's my opinion.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.